You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
Now let's examine the version that Lady Hakima alayhi salam, the aunt of the Imam. Who was Lady Hakima? The daughter of who? Which Imam? Imam Al-Jawad. Imam Al-Hadi? Yes, she's the aunt of Al-Imam Al-Askari and the great aunt of Al-Imam. She's the daughter of Imam Al-Jawad. Yeah. The daughter of Imam Al-Jawad. So she's the uncle, the aunt of Al-Imam Al-Askari and the great aunt of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi. Al-Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam, year 255 Hijra, 14 Sha'ban at night. He sends her word, come to our house and stay with us. Have iftar here and stay with us because the Ahlul Bayt would fast the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. She says, I went and I spent the night with him. He told me tonight that promised Hujjah of Allah will be born. She's like, I was a little bit confused because I didn't see that the wife of the Imam had any signs of pregnancy. I told him who? How is he going to be born? Who's his mom? He told me Narjis. I told him, but Narjis, I don't see any signs of pregnancy in her. So how is that possible? He said, just like Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed the pregnancy of his mother because the Fir'aun was after boys killing, you know, pregnant mothers, slashing their stomachs in order to kill the boys. Well, the same thing. This is the Hujjah of Allah. Allah wants to protect him. So there will be no visible signs of pregnancy. Within hours, that will show itself and he will be born. So she's like, I was eagerly waiting. I spent the night in ibadah, eagerly waiting to see the Hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's like, the night kept wearing on. It was now after midnight, I kind of had a doubt. You know, is it going to happen tonight? She says, I was in a room, Imam Al-Askari was in another room. The minute I had that doubt in my mind, the Imam alayhi salam, with a loud voice from the room, he called on me. He told me, my dear aunt, don't doubt the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I tell you tonight the Hujjah of Allah will be born. She's like, that was very inspiring for me. She's like, the night kept wearing on until we got close to Fajr. She's like, at that moment I'm like, well, Fajr is just minutes away. When's it going to happen? He called on me, my aunt. I'm telling you, don't doubt the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's like, right minutes before Fajr, that's when I saw Narjis alayhi salam coming and she was basically going through labor. She assists Lady Narjis alayhi salam. Lady Narjis alayhi salam, she goes through labor, but she says a barrier of light was present over there. And then suddenly I saw the boy in the state of sujood on the ground. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. He was born in the state of sujood. Lady Hakima alayhi salam, she says, I took the young boy, the baby, and Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, he called on me, bring me my son. And she says the son was born clean. He did not need to be washed. He was born pure and he was born clean. So I took him to Al-Imam Al-Askari. He says, when I gave him to his father, he put him in his lap and he told him, انطق يا بني بإذن الله. My son, speak by the permission of Allah. So this is exactly what Al-Imam Al-Mahdi said as he was born, an infant, he was just been born. Lady Hakima is the one who is narrating these events. He said, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين ونمكن لهم في الأرض ونري فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون. He quotes the verse in Surah Al-Qasas which talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making the earth inherited by the righteous servants of Allah, which is a reference to him. Then he says, وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ الْمُصْطَفَى وَعَلِيٍّ الْمُرْتَضَى وَفَاطِمَةَ الزَّهْرَى وَالْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ وَعَلِيِّ بْنِ الْحُسَيْنِ وَمُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَلِي وَجَعْفَرِ بْنِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَمُوسَى بْنِ جَعْفَرٍ وَعَلِيِّ بْنِ مُوسَى وَمُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَلِي وَعَلِيِّ بْنِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَالْحَسَنِ بْنِ عَلِي أَبِي. He's asking Allah to send his blessings on the imams, and he says, the last of them, my father. Then Hakima alayhi salam says, green birds descended from the sky into the room, and they surrounded the Mahdi. I asked al-Imam al-Askari, what's going on? Who are these green birds? The Imam alayhi salam says, these are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا جبرائيل وهذه ملائكة الرحمة. This is Jibra'il and the angels of mercy. They've been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround the Mahdi and to protect him until the day of his zuhur. So he's protected by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes they would create a barrier so no one could see him. Now if anyone objects, how could a baby talk? Just give them the example of what? Nabi Isa alayhi salam. See, Imam al-Mahdi says, I have a sunnah from every prophet. All the previous prophets and the virtues that happened in their lives, I have a share of that. With Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he spoke from the cradle. I also spoke in the cradle. Then Hakima alayhi salam says, I looked on his right arm. This verse was written. جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. And say, the truth has come and falsehood has vanished. For falsehood, its nature is to vanish. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi عجلالله تعالى فرجه وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.